We're joined in studio today to discuss the, I suppose, in many ways, increasing scourge of wildlife crime, not only here in rural parts of County Kildare, but Noel, from your perspective, what form does this take?
Well, wildlife crime takes a lot of forms, really. One of the most important ones that we're facing at the moment is the unlawful hunting of hares with lurcher-type dogs. Mm. We also have illegal hunting of deer at night time with rifles and lamps, and also we're finding more so with lurchers now as well. We have just general hunting offences as well, but also then finching, which is the illegal capture of wild birds.
Quite apart from any the fact that these things are occurring either out of season, out of licence, or are downright illegal, there are an awful lot of ancillary crimes attached to these, Superintendent Walker.
Well, that is correct, Ciara. Yeah, that we have found in the last number of years that individuals who are actively involved in wildlife crime are also associated with other forms of criminality, whether it be badger baiting, dog fighting, cock fighting, sale and supply of narcotics within the state. Those are all associated. And also the crimes of tort, which are kind of public wrongs as well, where people are trespassing on farmers' land without permission. Mm. And they're threatening and they're intimidating the landowners there and have actually assaulted them in the past. So it's very, very important that we get a grip on this particular form of crime.
Is it a serious problem here in Kildare?
It is a serious problem in Kildare. I know that ourselves in the Garda Síochána, we've made 4 detections since January of this year. One most recently was down in the area of Newbridge, where there was a very valuable thoroughbred mare injured, having had jumped over a fence, as a result of which we arrested 5 individuals from the Kildare-Newbridge area, and seized their dogs as well. They'd been out lamping illegally on that land.
And to what would you attribute this particular surge in this kind of crime, either of you? Because is there a commercial value involved? Are people gambling illegally on it? Or is it just because they can?
I suppose from our point of view, from hunting hares illegally with lurchers, it's always been there, but we're definitely finding in the last number of years that it's increasing. And we think that it's to do with an increase in the value of the dogs that are being used for breeding purposes. A dog that will kill, 3 out of 3 hares is regarded as a good, strong dog, and a powerful dog will be have a value then for its puppies, or if it's a bitch or a dog for the breeding. So we're also finding maybe there's an element of possibly unregulated coursing or gambling on this as well in the field. So there's a monetary side of it from that side of things also.
Martin, this must present very serious concerns, not only for your members, but for the thousands of people that are living in rural areas right throughout County Kildare, who can see people lamping across their own lands and they feel powerless.
That is correct, and it has manifested itself in the last year or so as well, so much so that it was a topic of conversation at our last Joint Policing Committee, wherein I gave a presentation for about 20 minutes on wildlife crime, particularly focusing on the illegal hunting of hares. People are being plagued by these individuals who are travelling at night time using high-powered lamps being deposited in particular areas and going across their land without permission, frightening people at home, damaging wildlife and also livestock privately owned, and it is a serious concern for people. And I would hope that we can all, as stakeholders, go forward collectively and combat this particular type of crime.
How can it be combated? Noel, you wanted to say something.
No, I just wanted to clarify as well that lurchers, there's some elements that you can legally hunt with lurchers, rabbits and foxes being, and as long as you have permission to go onto the land. So that's, rabbits tend to be done at night time, but you have to have permission to bring that, that lamp on from the landowner.
And it's not as if you won't know whether or not you have permission. You've either spoken to the landowner
Absolutely.
Or you haven't.
Absolutely. No, it's very important. And the other thing is, just for hare lurching, tends to be more during the daytime, but it can happen at night as well. But the hare has really absolutely no chance at night time, but it happens more so in the daytime for hares, whereas foxing and rabbits happens more so at night time. But it's a big problem in both night time and daytime. But it's to have that permission, like you say, it's crucial.
And Martin, how can this be best combated? Do community text alert schemes, etc., have a role to play here?
Well, we have a very good community alert system set up, particularly in South Kildare, and the last four detections that we made were exactly as a result of intelligence gleaned from the public. People seeing something, being concerned and ringing the Gardaí, and we had an immediate intervention, then a speedy intervention, and challenging these people at the coming back towards their cars and talking to them. So it's important that we go forward.
Yeah, the nature of it as well is just so quick. I mean, from what we're finding is people will go out for, again, for hair lurching, that they'll hit an area of kind of flat open land and they could be gone in 10 minutes. So it's important to get that report in early and react early as much as possible.
They're not just Indigenous wildlife criminals. These are travelling from Tipperary, they're travelling from Mayo, they're travelling from all parts of the country, and they're actively getting involved here then. So it is a, it's a widespread problem, and we have certain intelligence in relation to the big players in all of the counties, and that's something that both ourselves and the National Parks and Wildlife Service are working on, and Noel is particularly strong in driving out that initiative.
Tell us a little more about that.
Well, you know, we are finding that you'll have it, people crisscrossing the country coming from the northwest down almost to the southeast, and you might have an alternative day then as well and all in between. So we're just finding that it's a national problem, and people are very mobile, and we're also finding there might even be an international element to it, whereby people coming from overseas to Ireland and vice versa.
And are people travelling to different parts of the country for different kinds of, and I'll use it in an inverted commas, hunting?
Okay, well, I was kind of referring to hair lurching there. But again, you will find it, we're finding it with deer lamping as well, that you'll find people travelling because there is a commercial aspect to it, the venison, the value of venison in that. So if there's money involved, people will travel, obviously. And you'll see it, you know, absolutely, you'll travel up to Donegal from the southeast and all the way across the country for that. So there is definitely a commercial aspect there, and that will drive people on for this. But especially so with hair lurching and deer lamping, that people will travel to do it.
What do you both need people living in rural areas to do to help you to combat this?
I suppose really to develop an awareness of what's going on in their environment, to note as much detail as possible without compromising themselves and engaging with these individuals on the ground, and then to immediately notify the Garda Síochána, and we will interact then and bring it to a stop as soon as possible.
And what do you need now?
Very similar. It's just if you have your you know, contact your local wildlife ranger. You know, resources are tough, of course, for everyone, but we'll do what we can when we can, you know, subject to resources. But it's just that information is very important from the public to let us know what's going on, because, you know, obviously we can't be everywhere no more than the Gardaí, so we need that help. And just again, you know, do it safely, you know, don't approach these people in the field. And
because you will be able to see from afar that what they're up to isn't what normally happens in that field.
Absolutely. Look, like I said, you have to be there is certain hunting with lurchers that is legal, and also maybe with terriers, you know, for foxes that aren't protected under the Wildlife Acts. But just if you have a suspicion, just let us know. You'll see sometimes maybe the type of habitat, if it's a large open flat land, that's kind of possibly more than likely going to be a hare, because they like that chase, you know, the hare is roused, the dogs are slipped, and the chase begins until the hare either escapes, which doesn't happen too much anymore, unfortunately, with these Saluki type dogs, or is killed by the dog. So if you see it, something like that in daytime, maybe just, you know, log it and let us know, and we'll hopefully be able to tackle it.
And in addition to that, Ciara, we have also appointed wildlife liaison officers in Garda Síochána in this particular region, so the counties of Carlow, Kilkenny and Meath, all surrounding Dublin. It's a key area. We've appointed those, and they'll take on that goal as well to combat this crime. I suppose there's one particular thing, Ciara, and it's just a quote there from the Irish Mail on Sunday, dealing specifically with the Irish hare. The Irish hare has a special significance in heritage terms. It's a distinct endemic subspecies of the mountain hare to be found nowhere else on the planet, and it's a living link with the Ice Age fauna of 10,000 years ago. And there are particular areas of down in Tipperary and Munster where the hare population is being wiped out because of this nefarious activity. So it is a serious element, a serious risk. And I was down at the Clonmel earlier this year, spoke to people who are actively involved in licensed coursing, and they're saying the number of hares in the country are diminishing quickly.
Yeah, we're finding that as well. We're getting anecdotal evidence of that. But also what we are finding is these guys will hunt out a hare. You know, there's a season on hares. They're on the open seasons from September until the end of February, September 26th until the end of February. But you'll have the problem with this is, apart from being obviously unlawful with lurchers, is people are hunting them in their breeding season. So
the population has no chance.
Well, if you keep hitting an area and hitting it and hitting it, which is what's happening, then of course there's no chance. Hares are resilient, of course, as well, if things being well, but if this constant pressure on it, and that's one of the reasons why people maybe are travelling as well, because they've hunted out their own local areas. We're forgetting that information anecdotally, so that is certainly an issue. It compounds it by that hunting and the breeding season.
And also, Ciara, one other point, and it goes out to people who are actively involved in this type of crime, that if they are caught, they will suffer the full consequences of the law. The local judges are familiar with this type of crime, and the effects will impact seriously with extensive fines, heavy fines, and also ancillary disqualification. So they'll be disqualified from driving a car. That is an option for the judge.
Superintendent Martin Walker and Noel Bugler, Conservation Officer with the National Parks and Wildlife Service. Thank you both for joining me.